Thank you.
Okay, we're learning Midas HaChesed, Perek Chamishi. So far it's been easy, and now it gets complicated. And the reason why it's complicated is because life is complicated. It's not all Chesed, or not all what seems to be Chesed. But what we said until now, let's just go over the words until now. Beautiful words. Iker Knisas HaOdom El Soid HaChesed Hulel Haivas Hashem Tachlis Ahava Shloyaniach Avidase L'Shum Siba. That a person, our desire is to be kones into the soid of Chesed. So Hashem, as Hashem creates the world, so He creates the world with Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoid, Malchus. Most of us are not interested in all the rest, just give me Chesed. Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoid, Malchus. Like, just give me Chesed. So if we look at, these seven prisms of light shining on us, so we want to be Kones into the Sod of Chesed. We want to, like, stand under the Chesed shelter, as opposed to the Gvura shelter, most of us, correct? We want to have a good life. So that's what we want. How do you do that? So he says that that's Hashem's chesed is paralleled by our chesed. What's our chesed to Hashem? What do we do chesed to Hashem? So our chesed is called Ahavas Hashem. So chesed coming down, Ahava going up. And if we can do Avas Hashem, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha, then that's for us chesed. Why? Because I pointed out that the word chesed doesn't mean kindness, as we think it means. Kindness is just a manifestation of chesed, any more than bina doesn't mean understanding. Understanding is just a manifestation of bina. It means higher things. And what chesed really means is the pushing of all boundaries. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. So, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's infinite, to create a finite world is the pushing of all boundaries. Creating boundaries was the pushing of all boundaries. It would be like, Kevyachol, Havdol El Havdolos, like, let's say we have a creative ability which is so expansive and so unlimited, and somebody's limiting us. So why would we ever allow ourselves to be limited that way? So that's a Chesed on Hashem's part. That he's doing. I mean, he has his reasons for doing it, obviously. But he's focusing this infinite into the finite place. This is called the Soid HaTzimtzum, and he's bringing it to a place where we can live. Why he does this is the subject of the introduction to every Kabbalah book ever written. The Ramchal, the Zohar, the Rav Chaim Vital. Why he did this? Like, why did he do this? But he did it. We're here. Here we are. We are subjects of this decision that Hashem made. So that's Hashem's chesed, pushing the boundaries, or in his case, closing the boundaries. So for us to respond to that, if you want to get involved with the chesed part of it, is to get rid of some of the boundaries that we have. So the ahava means to get rid of the boundaries. When I love somebody, it means that the normal boundaries that I have of taking care of myself extend to you. I push the boundary out. When I have Avas Hashem, so V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. B'chol levavcha means, see, b'chol nafshecha, we understand, okay, even if it means I'm dying for it. So here we just walked into like a trap, because if I'm dying for it, that doesn't feel so chesedic, does it? So how do I get involved in the chesed of Hashem by dying for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Hashem? So where's the chesed? Here I am in a concentration camp dying for this. Like, where is the chesed of Hashem? So that's tricky. We need to figure that out. B'chol levavcha, I'm going out of order, is even trickier, because Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha means b'shtei yitzrecha. So somehow or another, how am I getting involved with the chesed, being under the light of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by being Oev Hashem? If it would have just said V'ahavtas Hashem, it would have been good. But since it's B'chol Levavcha, that I have to now, I have a Yetzer Hara, and I'm you know, I'm involved in all kinds of negative things because of my Yetzer Hara, somehow or another, that's giving me Avas Hashem, and therefore I'm under the light of Chesed. Also a trap. Uvachol Modecha, we don't even know what that means. But what I'm asking in very short is, or what we need to explain is that if Avas Hashem puts me under the light of Chesed, so how the only way I can get under this light of Chesed is through Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem requires giving up stuff. So where's the Chesed? Something is missing here. Like, it would be nice to think that's a skula. You have Avas Hashem, and that everything goes good for you. You have good parnasa, you have good shambai, you have good kids. Everything's nice, right? I'm in good health. But it's not so poshut, because sometimes Avas, that's true. That's absolutely true. But the Avas Hashem gufa requires Yisurim. That's Avas Hashem. So if it requires Yisurim, where's the Chesed? So something is missing on the highway here. Like, something's not meeting.
Is that our understanding of what Chesed is that we can get in kindness? Maybe it's not. Is it that it's not that? Something.
Once Chesed is not kindness, so being Nichnas the Soida Chesed doesn't any longer mean what it means. So is it still useful?
Right.
Is it still good? That's the question. It must be good. It's Chesed. Ruch HaTorah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaMelechim
Shalom Kol Nei Avi Baruch. I was thinking also with the Arayas, the brother and sister who say it's also Chesed.
Yeah.
So is that connected?
Right. Getting rid of boundaries. Chesed. That's the title. So as Rav Yoni says, that obviously we have a wrong definition of Chesed. Gufa. So there's a circular reasoning here, but we've got to stop this somewhere. we must stop this, because what we're saying is, how do you get involved with the Chesed? By having Ava. But Ava itself doesn't feel Chesedic. Well, that's because we don't understand Chesed. Vaharaya, we don't understand Chesed, because we're Bechal not going with Chesed. We're talking, going back to the first Yisrael. Chesed means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will push the boundaries away for us. That's what Chesed means. So if we push away our boundaries, the normal boundary is Avas Atzmai. That's the normal boundary. That's how we're grown up, and that's even in the more secular world, it's even how we're educated. You know, number one. So, but by pushing that away, so it doesn't feel we're in Chesed unless we don't understand Chesed. So this is the complicated thing that we need to understand over here. Okay, but words. But the taich is, that everything that I do in this world, whether I'm davening, learning, or whether I'm being osik and parnosa, whatever I'm doing, I'm giving up my part of it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's a simple machshava. Avas Hashem is a simple machshava, seemingly, really simple to say, that everything that I'm doing, I'm getting rid of my personal gain in this, and I'm doing this for Avas Hashem. I'm doing this out of Ava. It's a kavana. Just, you could do the exact same thing that you're doing now. You don't have to change too much, but your kavana is Avas Hashem. So now he says as follows. The Tia Ava Zois, this is where we left off. And this is the catch 22 here. The Tia Ava Zois Tekua Beliboy, that the Ava that we have to have, that I'm doing everything for Hashem, has to be Tekua Beliboy, Bein Yikabel Toivois Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bein Yikabel Yisurim B'Toychachos. So whether I'm getting good or bad. Again, parentheses, if I'm getting bad, where's the Chesed? But the test of true Avas Hashem is not when things are going good. That's not a test of Avas Hashem. The test of Avas Hashem, Vaharaya, the biggest mitzvah of Avas Hashem is Kiddush Hashem. So the test of Kiddush Hashem, by the way, obviously doesn't always mean taking your life, but even small things of Kiddush Hashem, like let's say you're an Abu Chuyiv to give money back to a store. You can come up with all kinds of pilpulim, like, you know, that they're goyim and gezlakum and tozakum, but if you give it back, it's a Kiddush Hashem. So okay, so it's also a sacrifice. So Kiddush Hashem always requires some type of sacrifice. So if it requires some type of sacrifice, that's what the Avas Hashem is, but then I put myself into the site of Chesed. So whether I'm Mekabel Toiv, Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Yikabel Yisurim Teichachos, Yach Shevem La'avaloi, I'm considering this all part of my Avas Hashem. Kedichsim Nemanim Pitzei Oyhev, That means that whatever negative comes on me, I understand I'm an ohev, and I understand that Hashem is taking care of me. Ukidichsev b'chol moidecha. What is b'chol moidecha? That's the hard one. B'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol moidecha. Everybody teaches that it means with all your money. Where do you, right? With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your resources, possessions, money. So what does the word ma'odecha mean? So you're saying a gemara. What does the word mean? What does the whole ma'odecha mean? Ma'od. Tov ma'od. Ra ma'od. Masha ma'od etzlacha. Extra. B'chol moidecha.
What matters too much to you?
That which matters is the right way of saying it. In other words, that ma'od etzlacha. That's what Chazal say. Like we lose all the drushes that you've heard all your life for a minute, and then you get them back. Who's got a drusha? B'chol moidecha is ma'ashim ma'od etzlacha. That which is very important to you. So the Gemara fears ice, right? That b'chol levavcha, that some people, their life is important. Some people, their money is important. Some people, their family is important. B'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzrecha. B'chol nafshecha, afilu noitel es nafshecha. B'chol moidecha, the pshat is whatever is important to you. The Gemara says probably money. Yeshecha adam she mamonai chaviv alav migufay. There's such a thing, like a person, you know. It's like the Jack Benny. Jack Benny joke, the guy comes and says, your money or your life? And he doesn't say anything. Your money or your life? I'm thinking. Lashon takua belibai. Tia ava zois takua belibai. What does that mean?
Takua means you're stuck.
It is ingrained, engraved. Becomes part. The avas Hashem becomes me. So now let's get a deeper taich. B'chol moidecha pershu, as Penny says, b'chol mida umida. What does that gufa mean?
Whichever way it goes.
What do the words mean? Chomida or Mida?
However Hashem.
Whatever Mida, whose Mida? My Mida, his Mida?
Whichever conduct he conducts himself with you with. An element that he uses to.
So what does it mean? Chomida or Mida?
Whatever kisharon you've got, whether it's money or speaking skills, whatever it is,
You've got to use that for Avas Hashem, or give it up for Avas Hashem. So that's not Hashem's midas. Chomodecha, it's more of a duyuk in the pshat. Cholavavcha, cholnafshecha, v'chol mido mido shata moideg. Ata meaning chomido mido shata moideg. Ata mean you, the user. You, the liver. Chomido mido shata moideg. Boy. Kidei lichlo kol hamidois b'chesed. Now, let's just make this a little complicated and try to. Nimsa soid hanagos me amalchus. See, the thing is like this, that it's no stira, my midos, his midos, because it's all the midos of Hashem. Meaning, Hashem created the world, chesed, gevura, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod, malchus, so that's the stuff we're made out of. The whole world is a manifestation of chesed and gevura and tiferes, etc. And really, once you get down to it, this world mamish, it's all about malchus. Or is chesed, gevura, tiferes, netzach, hod, yesod, that's all how stuff comes to earth. Malchus is down to earth. That's what malchus is. Malchus is here. So if Malchus is here, everything that's involved in Malchus is my midos, his midos. In other words, which part of it have I taken in? Which part of it, where am I in this whole chart. Where are my, so it's my midos which have been incorporated from the midos Hashem, so everybody's right. The spheros are his midos as he put them into this world, which is us. If Shai love him? Yeah. His, look, everyone looks perplexed. What?
Contracting his soul touches earth, Malchus with revelation, manifestation, which is Melech, the Malchus.
So that those midos that we have, right? You're good at music, because I'm good at whatever I'm good at. Everybody's good at a different thing, or everybody is zocha to a different thing, or people have yisurim, whatever you got in this world, that is the malchus. This is where it's happening. This is the stage. This is the stage that we're all performing on, and everyone's got their thing. All that is called malchus. Malchus, just think Kabbalistically for a minute, Malchus, that whatever's on the stage is a combination of a lot of stuff that went into it. A lot of training, a lot of rehearsal on the stage, a lot of Midos Hashem. There's Chesed here, there's Gevura here. Everything goes into this Malchus. So now here I am with the Malchus. Malchus tends to be, he says, Im heyoshi poyelas din, even though Malchus tends to lend itself to din, the words, and then we'll explain. Because gracious Baruch Elohim, as Hashemayim v'Saaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, midas din. We like din. Explained many times. Like, you don't want the water to go from a low place to a high place. You don't want to live a life of nisan. That would be like awkward. What you want is things to be normal. You want things to be normal. So you want gravity to take place. You otherwise would be all right. Pain in the neck to be in space. Dafka last night was reading an article, how do the astronauts shower? Like, the water's going all over the place, everything, like, how do you, I just have to read a good article. Like, it's a pain to the neck, it's a good scientific experience, but you don't want to do this every morning or every Shabbos, right? Huh?
Somebody last weekend, they go to the bathroom.
Okay, noch besser. Is that a good thing? So you want Malchus, right? Is that a good thing? Is that normal? You know, to live this way. I mean, we push ourselves, big del bavel. But the normal thing is din. So Malchus is knighted to din. So since it's knighted to din, din means teva. Since it's knighted to din, brachus bara lekim. So where does the chesed go in there? But the point is that even in that din, which is called Malchus, the teva of the world, there is much chesed. Doesn't mean we can levitate, but it does mean the apples taste good. And it does mean that, you know, din is okay, we have to eat to that's a din, like we have to eat in order to live. The food tastes good, that's chesed. So there's doesn't have to be. Just eat, take pills. Like, it doesn't have to be. I think the Gemara says that Alpi Musag is the Gemara Nita, that Alpi Musag, nobody would ever, you'll excuse me for being, but nobody would ever procreate. Like, disgusting. The whole idea. So Kodesh Baruch Hu put a top into it. It's like when you think about it, like, scientifically, like, but somehow or another, that, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them, and Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim even more so. The payers had more Mesikus, and everything had more Mesikus. Put Mesikus in the din. This is a din, but there's Mesikus in the din. People get carried away with the Mesikus. There's so much Mesikus with it, but it's really just like a din. Like, well, children should just grow on trees or whatever, or get rid of them altogether.
What'd
you say? I'm sorry.
Doesn't the Gemara say that when Chazal took out the Yitzhak with the Zohar in the eyes, nobody was interested anymore?
Right.
The chicken to the...
Right, right. Chicken, nobody knows. Okay. Yeah, but Mitzat Atzma, it has no... Mitzat Atzma, it has no... So... Okay. So what happens over here is what we're explaining here is that in the Malchus Gufa, which is Din, it's Noita, as he puts it, he poyeles Din, im heyosh, he poyeles Din, he... Hikshur b'chesed. It has to be tied up with chesed. So this is just a way of understanding the world. Forget about everything we learned before Abbas Hashem. Just saying, a way of understanding the world is going with din. And as the Gemara says, Shiteif imai midas harachamim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put chesed, let's call it chesed in, for a moment. He put chesed into the din. So there's a mesikus in the din gufa. So din is not such a bad thing. Now, let me just tell you what I'm going to tell you, and then we'll tell you. This Ruach Chaim Volozhin makes this point over and over and over again in Nefesh HaChaim and in Ruach Chaim. And that is that the amount that we can find chesed in the din, that's how much chesed is coming to you. So there's din, but you can find chesed in the din. That's why the Gemara says that there's a sort of like this chiyuv, it's such a strange, doesn't fit with our culture of Yiddishkeit, but maybe this is Yiddishkeit. Like asid litenes hadin on any good fruit that you didn't bother tasting in this world. Well, I'm supposed to start now. Let's all take a trip, field trip, shul trip to Hawaii, and find some peyros that we never ate before, and you know we'll sit under the coconut tree and like what's the, with a pina colada. What's the like
that's the. Sounds good.
I just gave myself such a patient. Look at those pina coladas here. So we're like, well, and otherwise, asad liten is adin. So the pshat is that, the pashat pshat is, I don't want to jump to, the pashat pshat is that Hashem does chesed in this world. He gives beautiful pears, so why don't you eat them? Why don't you recognize the chesed? In this world, there's chesed here. But by being an ascetic, which, as I say, is not, it was reserved for certain types of tzaddikim. That you know, but the pashat pshat is it's usser mamish, usser gomer to be an ascetic any more than it's mutter to be to be celibate. The Kodesh Baruch Hu put chesed into the world. That's the way it's supposed to be. So recognize the chesed. So it's Reb Chaim Volozhin, it goes deeper than that. It's not just about recognize the chesed. So you recognize the chesed. Okay, thank you, Hashem. It's about something else. It's about being mamtik the dinim. Because by finding the chesed where nobody else can find it, we can find it in Hawaii, but can you find it in Beit Shemesh? Or in Hebron or in Gaza, can you find the chesed, right? So if you could find the chesed, so now you are strengthening the chesed. This is what people can do, you see? This is what the Basar V'Adam can do. By finding chesed, you can strengthen the chesed, and then more chesed comes. You've opened up a channel of chesed. This is Reb Chaim Volozhin. You could bring chesed onto yourself. Now, what's chesed?
Intellectually?
Recognizing the chesed.
Intellectually,
whatever, you can feel it also. You can enjoy it by enjoying the chesed. I don't think it's intellectual. By enjoying the chesed, Shabbai.
But if it was in Hawaii, so maybe just thinking about the
Hawaii.
You said there's some fruits in Hawaii. So by me thinking about that fruit intellectually, that's...
The Seder, but even better than that. But you can do better than that, and you can actually enjoy this world. So, you see, let me take the negative part of this, because that's really what... You know, like I hear a lot of people's problems, and I have this regish. I'm just saying, I'm a little bit of a yachid with this because I don't hear people say this, but I think I must. That sometimes people bring negativity into their lives. I'm talking about spiritually, because if you're negative about everything and you're complaining about everything, and you only see the bad in things, so. Somehow, I'm not a makubal, so I don't know, but somehow or another, you're being machazik the midas hadin. So, like, don't do that. I don't think that the derech of tzaddikim was always to say gamzu l'toivo, like we're going to learn. Because by saying gamzu l'toivo, or kol man d'avid rachman l'tavavid, or saying tziduk hadin, so one's bringing positive things into their life. So the derech is, you know, I always say this, like I don't, Baruch Hashem, like one of the big schusim in my life is I got to see a lot of gedolim. I forever give thanks to his work. I got to sit at Reb Moshe's house for days. I was actually a guest at his house, certainly for years with Reb Scheinberg. For the Stipler, I had a kesher with. He was a kesher with Reb Yaakov Kavaletsky. I tell you, like, one thing that Rav Shach, you know, whatever's in your mind about any of these people, I can tell you one thing that I saw: always happy, atzili. Like always, whatever's going on, like, you know, like there's a or coming through, like, you know, like you have to daven for that or. But what is the or? That's not that they didn't have problems. Not only they had their problems, they had everybody's problems. I'm not, you know, that everybody's problems. Always atzili, v'avitrevi, atzili. I mean, just like it was like there was always or zarua latzadik. And you can see it, like all different groups, Satmar Rebbe I spend time with, Satmar. You know, like, it doesn't make a difference. I don't care about their politics. I'm just saying that I care about their light. There was a certain light. Ad kadei kach that I'm convinced that if I don't see the light, you don't qualify. I'm very particular about my tzaddikim. Yeah, there has to be a light. Because the light is the pshat that they have been able to tap in to the chesed shabai, to the toiv shabai. And by tapping into the toiv shabai, they've been mechazik the toiv, and they're bringing down a hashpa toiva into their life and to everybody who's attached to them. So you know, a little bit of a chassidish inyan to be to attach yourself to a rebbe that's light, because then you're attaching yourself to avas Hashem and to chesed Hashem. So even when things were terrible, Rabbi Kiva hayom tzachik, Rabbi Kiva was laughing. Nechamtani, Akiva, Nechamtani. Okay, by attaching. And what did the Chachamim say to Rabbi Kiva? Kol ha-parish mimcha ke-parish min ha-chayim. Kol ha-parish mimcha ke-parish. You become the source of being able to laugh when everybody's crying. You've been able. What was he doing already? What was he like? Just like why are you laughing? Everybody laughing over today. We locked the guy up. Like, what are you laughing? Korban Beis Hamikdash, all of Yelchu by the Romans, everybody's dead. Like, what's lost to? The answer is because he's being mamtik asadim. He's so. I mean, this is the you talk about what is chesed. It doesn't mean that life is necessarily going to go 100% smooth. It's being able. Malchus is noitil adin, he says. Iker malchus heyoshi poyelas din he kshura b'chesed. Sof kol sof, a malchus is a culmination of chesed and gvura divaris. That's achoy to say malchus. So there is chesed in them hills. There's chesed there. So now the question is, how do you find this chesed, and how do you act upon this chesed? And the chiddush is that when you do find it, you're bringing more of it in. It starts to shine. And before you know it, you can levitate. That's how the Nachamish Gamzu, we should learn the Gemara quickly before we end, and then we'll go further next week. But Nachamish Gamzu was terrible Yisurim, Mitzad Echad, but he was a Balnes. Because he was able to find in the Dafka, in the lowest place, he was able to find Nitzoytzus of Chesed. And by finding Nitzoytzus of Chesed in the lowest place, he was able to do miracles and change the whole world to chesed. Same thing as Hanina ben Doisa. The gedolim, the tzaddikim of the Gemara, were able to bring good. So this is the yesodas that I'm just saying, a very practical yesod of bringing chesed, nichnas, knisas, l'soid ha-chesed, is to find the chesed. By finding the chesed, you're finding a spark. By fanning the spark, you're creating a fire, and then the whole life becomes chesed. And this is what you see, the Gedolei Ador, all full of or. I just, you know, like, I'm not knocking anybody, Chas V'Shalom, the last one to knock, but sometimes, like, you see people talk, like, and you know, I see people talking, and you say, like, what are they so angry about? We're so angry just getting everybody into the woo. Like, it's a, like, you know, if you open up like such a tremendous ruach that everybody can bring, you know, I'll give you a mashal. Like, let's say you get home and your wife, your kids, whoever, you know, people are home, and you come home and you're like, so you've created a ruach right away of negativity. If you stop for a second before you open up the door, just for a second before you open up the door, and you're mechazik your simcha. So it's unbelievable. All of a sudden, somehow it's so infectious, or I believe min hashamayim, you've just brought into the, with the door, you brought a whole ruach of chesed and a whole ruach of or that comes from shamayim. So in the malchus, that's my house, man is the king of his house, right? So in my malchus, I've pointed out the chesed, and you know how it is. Once you point something out, like if you would point out a spot here on my shirt, everybody would be focused on this spot for the entire shir. If you point out a chesed, so it's the same thing. Everybody would. So let's just learn the Gemara quickly, and then we'll comment on it next. The Gemara is in Brachos. Where is it? Chaf Aleph. He's bringing this Gemara. That's why, just as a hakdama, he's. Okay. Going this way, that way, hoping to find a Gemara. One second. And also Mishgamsu. Tainus, you're right. I'm sorry. Right. Tainus. So that's there? Or you just know?
Yeah, that's okay.
Good to look inside. Kindness, Chafal, yeah. Also, kindness, Chafal. Amru Olav al Nachamish Gamzu. Here we go. Here's a story of Nachum Ish Gamzu, Shaya Suma Mishte Einov. He was blind in two eyes. Vigide Mishte Yadav, and an amputee of his two hands. Or paralysis, Gidem, I think, is a paralysis of his two hands. Vikiteya Mishte Raglov, and an amputee, double amputee of his legs. V'chol Gufay Malay Shchin. Whatever was left of his goof. Was Malei Shchin. Hayamutal Bevayis Re'ua, and he was very poor, so he was living in a house that was ready to fall down. Beragle Mitasai Munachas Bisfalan Shamayim, and the legs of his bed were sitting in cups of water. Kadesh Loyalo of Namalim, so the bugs shouldn't be able to climb up, they would fall into the water and drown. So here's a tzura of the worst possible situation that a human being can be in. One time when his bed was here and he was laying in his bed, nothing else he could do. Bikshu Talmidov Lefanois Mitasai. They said, okay, in other words, there was a wind coming and the house was going to fall down and we're in danger. So they said, let's get the Rebbe out of here. His mind apparently worked perfectly. It wouldn't. So Bikshu Talmidov Lefanois Mitasai, Va'achrikach Lefanois Sakelim, we'll worry about the furniture later. Amr Lahem, so Nachum Ish Gamzu said, Banai, Panu Es HaKelim, first take out the furniture. V'achrikach Panu Es Mitasi, then take me out. Shemuftach Lachem, I can guarantee you, the Kol Zman Shani Babayis Ein Habayis Noifel. As long as I'm here, the house is not going to fall down. Right. It's a good tasha. This is an amazing thing, because after he's been enveloped with so much yisurim, so many yisurim, like the normal thing would be to be depressed and everything else is going to go bad for me and probably this house is going to fall flat on my head. and that's going to be that. Right? That would be the normal sort of, okay, here we go again. But
or let for it.
Or let it fall, exactly right. So exactly right. But you see that with everything, he says, no, what do you mean? I need a shield. My heart's here, my brain's here, like the, okay, extremities, live without the extremities. But so Kol Zman, he saw something so positive here about what? About himself. He saw something so positive about himself that he could say that Kol Zman Shani Babayis Ein Habayis Neufel. Rav Dessler says, I hope this is still true these days, but Rav Dessler says in Chayluk Aleph, at the beginning there, he says that Kol Mishi Eishloi Reach HaAvos, Reach HaAvos, even if somebody's not from it, he just has a Reach HaAvos, he says is never committing suicide. Okay. He has some kind of a feel that he's Jewish. Like, there's always that, he says, he's commenting on this Gemara, because Kol Zman Shani Babayis, Ein Habayis Noifel, he understands he has some worth in this world. So here's a case of being in the most negative of situations and trying to find something positive. And what's the positive? The Ani. Kol Zman Shani Babayis, Ein Habayis Noifel. By the way, just even on a global level, your kasha stands, Darren. We got to talk about that. Like, why? Just leave me here, and everything will be fine. But on a global level, you know, like sometimes, like you can see, it feels like there's a doomsday. you know, all the enemies are getting strong, and they're getting close to us, and you know, like, you know, what's going to be? But there's a getter of, you know, everything could be bad because man shani babai is saying babai is neufel. I'm here. You know, the koach of people, of Torah, of, you know, yeshivas and shuls and people doing chesed. Ein habayis noifel. This house is not going to fall down. And we talk, don't move out. We're not befal anything. Kol zman shani babayis, ein habayis noifel. One of the most inspiring sentences in Jas, I think. Kol zman shani babayis, ein habayis noifel. If I'm here, you know. So he said, "Muftach lachem kol zman shani babayis ein habayis nafel pinu es hakelim." I guess it was the madrega of the Talmidim. Pinu es hakelim, v'achach pinu es mitasay v'nafel habayis. Samech anden. They didn't want to be samech halanas. So, right. But had they not have taken him out, the house would still be there. That's the why. So the pshat in the Gemara is because he said that, because he said Kol Zman Shani Babayis. It's like the Brisker Rav in the early war, 1948 war. So they were bombing Yerushalayim. So he was giving shir, Brisker Rav, in his house. He's still, you know, in his house. So there's sirens and there's things and there's people running door to door. You have to go to the shelters. It was in Meisharim, you know, that Beis Yisrael. So where the Brisker Rav lived, so they told Brisker Rav, you have to, like, we have to stop the shir and go downstairs. He said, I'm almost finished the shir. Another half hour will be finished the shir. Another half hour will be finished everything here. You know, we have to get downstairs. You know, he wouldn't go. And they picked him up. They literally picked the Brisker Rav up, and they took him down to the miklat. And so what was he saying? You know, Kol Zman Shani Babayis Ein Habayis Noifel. When he came up, it was destroyed. It was a famous story. It was actually destroyed right there. So they said to him, Brisker Rav, you see, like, you know, your chair blew up. So he says, you ruined my chair. What did you do? You exposed the chair to the elements of Teva. Kol Zman Shani Babayis Ein Habayis Noifel. So there's a understanding of who we are and what we are and the schlissim that we have. So Nachum Ishkamzo understood this. But on the other hand, Ein Lecha Yisurim Gadol Mizu. So, like, how do we? This is the steer that I started off with and I'm ending off with. There's a contradiction here. Like, on the one hand, I have the koach to keep this house standing. On the other hand, look at the Yisurim that he had. Pinus Akelim V'Achach Pinus Mitasev V'Nafal Abayis Amr Loi Talmidav. So really, if you think about it, this is the kasha. Rebbe, v'chmiach hershetzad de gomerata lama also l'chokach hagufa, is what the Gemara is asking. Once you understand it, you can understand the obikater question. Okay, you're a tzad gomer, dainu. How do we know you're a tzad gomer? Because kol zman shani b'bayis ein habayis noifel. It's clear, right? It's not like he looks like a tzad. He is a tzad. Muftach, I could guarantee you this. So if you're such a tzad, so where'd your legs go? Amr Lahem, and he answers them, which is Bonai Ani Garamti La'atzmi. This is not like bad luck or Yisurim from Shemaim. Ani Garamti La'atzmi, the famous story, Shepamacha Sayisi Mahalach Baderech LeBeis Chomi. I was once traveling to my father-in-law's house. V'haya Imi Masvi Shloisha Chamorim. So that means he was somewhat of a gvir, like he needed a big moving truck to move everything, to take everything with him. Shloisha Chamorim worth of stuff. Echad shel Michael, Echad shel Mishtev, Echad shel Minei Megodim. So I had tons of food and tons of drink I was carrying with me. Ba'ani Echad, and Ani stops, he's a rich guy. Amad li baderech, right, there's a hazard driving a nice car. So he sees him and he says, Rabbi Parnaseni, give me Parnasa. Look, you got tons, you got stuff. Amarti loy, so I said to him, Hamtein ad she'efrek minachamar. Okay, let me just give me a minute, let me get off my chamar and I'll take care of. Lois bakti lifrek minachamar ad she'yotzusa nishmasei. By the time I got off my horse, he died. He was so hungry. Halachti v'nafalti al panav v'amarti einai shloichosu aleinecha. How do my eyes not see your eyes? Yesoimu, so I should become blind. Yodai asher loichosu al yodecha. I didn't see your hand out. You needed yisgadmu, that my hands should become paralyzed. Raglai shloichosu al raglecha yiskatu. And I still wasn't satisfied with my lot, said Nachum, ad shamarti kol gufi yemalei shchin. Amrulai, so the Talmidim said when they heard this, like when they heard the story, they said, oy lanu shiriyunucha bekach. Oy lanu shiriyunucha bekach. It's so difficult for us to see a tzaddik in this kind of a situation. Amr Lahem, so he said to them, Oy li im loiri suni bekach. Yes, but it would be so difficult if you wouldn't see me in this situation. Ramai korile nochem ish gamzu, the chomil stav is slikale amr gamzu l'toifo. So let's just focus on just one line before we go in. You know, it's so difficult for us to see you in this painful situation. Tzadik, Atta. And he said it would be more difficult for me if I wasn't in this situation. So how do you, Teich?
Yeah, I'm thinking that I didn't say like, talk about seeing it. If you hadn't seen me, if we hadn't seen you more than, right?
More than what it being, about, it being it.
Yeah. Something about actually seeing it, being part of it.
So what was the Shaklavatar? What was their question? What was his answer?
One time we are saying we don't want to see this negativity, and he's saying maybe I want you to see this negativity and learn from it.
No, he's saying maybe he's not saying it's negativity. He's saying
correct. That's what he's trying to say. It's positive. The Talmidim look at negativity. And he's saying take this as a
exactly. So what he is saying, which I'm not claiming to understand because Leolenu to be in such a situation, but what he is saying is that what you're seeing is negative. I'm not saying it's negative at all. Like it's not fair to say, like you know people say like I'm gonna. I've stopped having faith. Look what happened to him. Well, he didn't stop having faith. You know, he didn't stop having faith. Like somehow or another. So if you're looking at me, ani b'simcha. I have not only am b'simcha, but I kol zman shani b'bayis ain b'bayis noifel. I'm exuding tremendous amount of light.
But in his answer, that's not what he's saying. He's saying I needed this as a kapara.
He tells the story.
I'm saying, when he tells the Talmid, that doesn't sound like he's...
He's happy. He's happy that he had a kapara.
But I hear the Talmid asking different.
Yeah, but it's not.
But he's happy that he had a kapara. He says, "Now look at me. Am I sad? I'm whole. As unwhole as I am, I'm whole." So what the Gemara is saying is a story about a person who's in the worst possible situation, a gashmius person, other than being dead. That might be better, right? But the worst possible situation that a person could be, a vegetable, and afal pikein, he's saying gamzul teiva. So there's a kal v'chomer. I mean, let's not lose the pasuk pshat. There's a kal v'chomer to all of us that Baruch Hashem we're walking, talking, and doing everything we want to do. That the gamzul teiva is an easy thing. So he said, Baruch Hashem, that you saw this because there's such a tremendous lesson in here for you that I got what I wanted to get. I brought this on myself. It's not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He would have had more rachamim on me. He would have had more rachamim. I'd look walk around just like you. But the fact that I have this is I brought this on myself. But the point is now I can get into the lowest level of malchus and bring out the or, and I can say gamzu l'toiva. Yes. That's the kasha, tzaddik viraloi. Same kasha as always.
We are good.
Right. And he's saying, well, but there's good even in the bad. In other words, the tzaddik v'raloi is why are the righteous suffering? But first establish that I'm suffering. You know, am I suffering? Am I unhappy with this? Or am I finding the toivah in it?
Because we're judging from apples.
That's right.
As Ross says, we lose our faith.
Right. I can't even imagine being Rabbi Akiva Hayom Tzachik. There was a whole different perspective. He not only didn't lose his faith, he never had more faith. And he's saying Gamzul L'Toyva. It needs Iyun. It's not for now because we're over his time, but it needs Iyun because here we're in the cross section of Tzadik Viraloi and Gamzul L'Toyva. So Gamzul L'Toyva is different than everything that we think about. Tzadik Viraloi is like this Matzias, but Gamzul L'Toyva is the reaction to the Matzias, which requires another piece of headspace here.
It's
creating a Matzias of Toyva. It's creating a Matzias of Toiva under the worst of circumstances. Gamzu L'Toiva. Gamzu L'Toiva. I found the chesed of the spheros even in this Pshtikl Malchus over here.
He's redefining for them what Toiva.
Yes, exactly. Not more than redefining, recreating Toiva, because he opened up the lights. He's opening up the lights. A lamplechter, you ever hear the Hasidim say that a Hasid is a lamplechter? A lamplechter is in the olden days before there was electricity, so you had to go to, a guy with a big stick and a fire, like over here, a big stick and a fire, had to go and had to light the street lights for everybody. So one of the big rebbes said, I think it was Richard Rappin, Magid, that a Hasid is a lamplechter. What is turning on lights where it's dark? So the idea is to find or in Choshech, and then everybody can enjoy that or. So he says to them, good thing for you that you saw me this way, because now you can be zochet to a lot of light from seeing. That's, right.